Maureen.
I was brought up in the heart of Midlothian, actually, in Edinburgh, in the Royal Mile between the castle and the palace. I was one of 13 in our family, which was first up, best dressed, I'm afraid. If you got up early in the morning, you got the best of the clothes. What can I say? There was 8 girls, 5 boys, 10 of us survived, 7 girls and 3 boys. And one brought the other one up because my mum constantly worked all the time, and so did my dad. That didn't mean we were neglected, because she cooked at night and washed and scrubbed shoes and things during the night. And we never went without. We really didn't go without. Maybe because I was the last end of the family. Like, I was the 11th child, and by the time I was growing up, some of my brothers and sisters were working. The girls, they were told to go into factories. They weren't allowed to do anything else. My sister had done commercial at school, typing and things like that. But women weren't allowed to do that in my mother's eyes. You had to keep the house for at least a year when you left school. And you had to run it. You got the money, you had to do the cooking, the cleaning, the washing, the ironing for all these people, and you didn't work. And every one of my sisters had to do that. But I'm afraid, as my dad nicknamed me, Rebel Without a Cause came along. And I went out and got myself a job. And I was terrified to tell them that I had one. And I sat there for ages, and my dad knew there was something wrong with us, you know. And he said to me, you've got something on your mind, so you might as well say it, because no matter what, you're going to have to say it anyway, so get over it. And I told him I had got a job in a printers. And he told my mother, who wore a hearing aid. And when you seen the hearing aid getting switched off, you knew the hands were coming. and it didn't get switched off, it got turned up. So that meant she was going to listen. And she turned round, and I mean, all these sisters in front of me, and maybe did I have a Mary, Ellen, Rita, Kathy, 4 of them. And one sister has now been keeping the house for 6 years, because there was only one child between us. One was lost, and that was a brother. So he didn't keep the house. He wasn't allowed to wash a teaspoon. He wasn't working. And Kathy was waiting on me leaving school to take over, because my mother had 3 jobs. She could earn more than us to keep us. So Kathy had to stay on working in the house, keeping the house for 6 years. I mean, she was 21 when she first got a job. It was a nightmare. I mean, it was terrible. And I had looked at her and thought, no, for me. I don't care what happens to me. And it's not for me. It's not my life. So I got this job as a printer, and I told my mother. And all that time that my sister had been doing that, my mother turned around and laughed and said, I wondered which one. I might have known it would be you.